today's Ohio Dominican Panthers football game is brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna, Wings, Beer, Sports, City Barbecue, the best barbecue in the city, Dairy Queen. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food. Education First, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio. Jimmy John's, click, order, eat. Kimball West, your partner in performance. Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, connect your passion with a purpose. Sodexo, quality of daily life solutions. And St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Steps up, now going to try and run to the five, hurdles a defender into the end zone for a leaping touchdown, Grant Russell.
From Panther Stadium on the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther, we welcome you to Week 10 of the college football season. Today, the Ohio Dominican Panthers, with a record of 6-3, will take on the Wayne State Warriors, who come in with a record of 7-2. Hi again, everyone. Alongside Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Happy that you are with us here today. Brent Ford will be back in our St. Gabriel Catholic Radio studios throughout the day, updating a slew of GLIAC games that will be kicking off this afternoon. Ohio Dominican coming off a victory last week. Tight game at halftime, but they rallied in the second half and won easily on the road at Walsh, 42-13, giving the Panthers a 5-1 road record, winning 5 straight away from home. The Wayne State Warriors a week ago, they had a 6-game win streak snapped as they lost at Ferris State by a final score of 42-20. Their only other loss this year was also on the road at Ashland in week 2, when they fell to the Eagles by a score of 36-25. Only the third all-time meeting between Ohio Dominican and Wayne State. These two teams hooked up in Detroit in the Panthers' first year in the GLIAC in 2010, and the Panthers fell 17-7. 1 year later, here at Panther Stadium, Ohio Dominican hosted Wayne State for the only time. The Warriors came in as the ninth-ranked team in the country, and the Panthers gave them some fits and lost by a final score of 31-24. That Wayne State team, they went on to play in the Division II National Championship game, coming up just a little bit short. The coaching matchup today for Wayne State: Paul Winters, a 1980 graduate of the University of Akron, is in his 13th season and has a record of 76-67. For Ohio Dominican, Kelly Cummings, the 1993 graduate of Eastern Kentucky, is in his first season as the head coach of the Panthers. The captains have made their way out onto the sidelines today. For Ohio Dominican, it'll be Ross Thompson and Paul Wesselhoff on the defensive end, and on the offensive front, it'll be Zach Williams and Grant Russell. The four captains have made their way out onto the five captains. They're outnumbering us already. Five captains on the field today for Wayne State. They're on the far side. Both teams are huddled in their respective corners, ready to come out. The atmosphere is like a playoff game at times, because both of these teams are got a lot on the line here today, Matt. For Wayne State, they are 7-2. They sit outside of the top seven in Super Region 4. They need to win their last two today, and then next week at home against Grand Valley. The Panthers a chance to win the GLIAC South if they win out today against Wayne State, and next week here against Ashland. So the anticipation is very high for today's game.
We had a good discussion with Coach Cummings on Thursday night, and for the Inside Panthers football podcast, and we discussed that exact scenario there, where the Panthers, if they win out today and beat Ashland here at home next week, we could have a chance at the GLIAC South. But like any good coach will tell you, they say they're not thinking about any of that type of stuff. They're just worried about Wayne State today.
Okay. Dominican has won the toss. We'll defer their choice the second half. You want the football? Which way do you want to kick? Put your back to this goal, please. To start the game, Wayne State will receive. Gentlemen, shake hands. Good luck.
So the Panthers won, deferred to the second half. We'll have the Wayne State offense back coming out onto the field first here today. So Coach Kelly Cummings is saying, hey, you know what? Let's throw our defense out there and let's take their best shot right out of the gate.
And their best shot is going to come from their redshirt junior running back, Romello Brown. wears number 25 here for the Warriors, the leading rusher in the conference. He averages about 138 yards per game and almost 8 yards per carry. Has 14 touchdowns, can break loose on the big one, has a long of 86 this season. Standing in at 5'11", 248 pounds. That's what really the Ohio Dominican defense is going to be focused on. The defense ranks 6th in the league against the rush, allowing 205 yards per game. And I'm really interested in seeing how our guys up front with Anthony Small and Paul Wesselhoff and Demetrius Farmer and Brian Hunter and Nick Isaac and our linebacking corps. They really got a lot of good pressure last week in the backfield and on the quarterback up against Walsh, and they're going to have their hands full today going up against a big offensive line and an incredible rushing attack in Romello Brown.
Panthers, the home team in the black uniforms today, tops and bottoms. They're going with the yellow numerals trimmed in white, the black headgear, and the oversized D-Paul on the side. Panthers going with the black pants, no striping today. For Wayne State, they've got gold pants and with a green stripe, the white tops, green on the sleeves of the shoulders, green numerals trimmed in yellow, the green headgear, and a yellow W on the side. Justin Boncheck will be kicking off for Ohio Dominican. Deontay Nicholas is back to receive. He is third in the GLIAC in return yards average, 27.2. He's got a touchdown return for touchdown and a long of 79 on the season. And also back deep to receive with them is going to be Deontay Moffitt. Boncheck from our left on just a picture-perfect fall Saturday here in Central Ohio. Nothing but sunshine, a little bit of a breeze blowing towards the far right corner. We're underway, and Boncheck's kick will sail right to Nicholson, and he'll bring it out over the 5-yard line. Nicholas over the 20, 25, and ahead to the 30. So they do have a nice return here on the opening kickoff, and so Wayne State will scrimmage from the 30-yard line.
Nicholas averaging about 27 yards per return, and I think special teams might play a role in this one. They're one of the best return teams in the conference, and Deontay Nicholas is one of the best return men. Has a 97-yard kickoff return for a touchdown this season. Was the GLIAC Player of the Week in Week 7 against Walsh.
First down at 10, straight eye in the backfield. And on first down, it'll be Jamel Hicks going in motion. He's to the right, and it's Romello Brown on first down. Off the right-hand side, gets knocked down for a gain of a yard. Donovan Zazula, their starting quarterback, making his 20th straight start as just a sophomore, completing 59% of his passes, 1,607 yards, 12 touchdowns against only 5 interceptions. Not a likely candidate to run, only 137 yards on the ground this season. They will work out of the shotgun this time on second down and 9. Brown lines up to the right of Zazula. Two receivers to the left. First throw of the day. Zazula off to the right. Throws. It'll be caught by Broadbeck, the tight end. He got hit and then knocked out of bounds at about the 34-yard line. Trent Broadbeck, a redshirt senior out of Toledo St. John High School. Short gain. They hit him out of bounds back near the 33. So it'll be third down and 7 coming up. And they've got some receivers that can make plays. Mentioned Jamel Hicks. He's averaging 17 yards per catch. Logan Smith, a starter, averaging just over 8 yards per catch. They will have Darius Roberson over here to the near side, a redshirt freshman, along with Hicks. Two receivers to the right as well. Wayne State will need the 40 for a first down. Zazula to throw. Panthers rush 4. Throws it off to the right-hand side, right into the carpet. Incomplete. Billy Inkins was on the coverage of the intended receiver, which was Hicks. And a 3-and-out for Wayne State to start the game. The decision to give them the football pays off.
And I think as the Panthers defense and their staff, that's all they could really hope for there. Get a strong 3-and-out and get a feel for that offense. Kind of surprised they threw to the tight end, Wayne State did in that series. For Broadbeck, it was only his 10th catch of the season, but Great job by the Panthers defense to get a stop.
Kyle Muller does their punting. He is seventh in the GLIAC in average. Corey Contini is back to receive, surrounded by two Warriors, caught it at the 31-yard line, and that's where the Panthers will scrimmage first down and 10 with 13:42 to play in the first quarter. Junior quarterback Grant Russell from Newark, playing in his 29th game, making his 21st start, is completing 70% of his 278 passes for 2,288 yards, 19 touchdowns, 10 interceptions on the season. E.J. Colson will open up at running back today again. Well, I beg your pardon. Joe Hines is going to open up at running back. He is a junior, 22 carries, 93 yards on the season. Panthers will go four wide on first down with Corey Contini, David Turner, Dar Stanford, and Aaron Stevens. And now Stevens will line up as an H-back on the right on first and 10 from the 31, and Russell to throw. Bubble screen, Dar Stanford caught it, surrounded and tackled for loss. Back at the 30-yard line, nothing for Dar Stanford, redshirt sophomore out of Zanesville. He is seventh in the GLIAC with 46 receptions on the season. It'll be second down and a little more than 10.
Yeah, Aaron Stevens came out on that play to block. Unfortunately, it was 3-on-1, and he was only able to block one of those defenders out there, and it went for a loss.
Second and 11. This ball's batted and incomplete at the 35-yard line. They were trying to hit Stanford on a quick out here to the near side. Jake Carazellis, a redshirt junior from Patrick Henry, was able to bat it down. It'll be third down and 11. The offensive line, Andrew Lorenz, a redshirt junior at center. Cole Tamaris, redshirt junior. Tyler Edwards-Fick, also a redshirt junior at the guards. The tackles are redshirt junior Zach Williams and redshirt sophomore Robert Fargo. Third and 11 for the Panthers. They need the 41 for a first down. Hines still out there at running back. They take the snap. Grant throws over the middle. Dar Stanford, a sliding catch at the 43-yard line for a first down. Wayne State rushed five. They were able to protect Russell and hit him on the dig route.
Yeah, and just a little simple route there by Dar Stanford, and sprinted upfield and was able to reel it in on the sliding catch and a first down for the Panthers.
So out to the 43-yard line. Aaron Stevens will line up H-back left, and the first running play of the day will be Grant Russell on a keep. Turns upfield and got back to the line of scrimmage, and that'll be all. Grant's got 557 yards rushing on the season. He is the leading ground gainer for Ohio Dominican. It'll be second down and 10 coming up. This defense of Wayne State, they rank third in total defense. They are third in scoring defense as well. They have 17 takeaways on the year, which is a plus six in that department. Second down and a little less than 10. Empty backfield for Russell and the Panthers. No score. Opening possession for ODU. Wayne State made contact and jumped offside. I can tell you that the official said offside against
the neutral 5-yard penalty. Replay second down.
So they will pick up a quick five and make it second down at a little less than five. The man right over the football was Dalton Binkowski out of Washington, Michigan, a redshirt senior, giving the Panthers five freebies. Now Joe Hines will line up behind Russell, and now to his right on second down and five. Grant will take it. We'll give it to Hines. Got to the corner, flipped the tackle. 50, first down 45 to the 40 and to the 39 of Wayne State. So Joe Hines will move the chain for ODU, and he showed some strength there on the lower body, able to break that initial tackle try.
And the key to that was being able to get out to the edge and turn on a little extra burst of speed there to get to the edge and get upfield.
First down and 10 from the Wayne State 39-yard line. We've played three first-quarter minutes. Russell takes the shotgun snap, play action, steps up, will dump it off to Hines. 40, gets to the 36, and spun down at the 35-yard line. Gain of four, and about 1,000 people over here on the near side, including my partner, was yelling, "Look out, Grant! They're coming from behind you!" And he got rid of it just in time.
Yeah, I mean, this Wayne State defense is a team that ranks third in the conference when it comes to sacks. They've got 24 on the season, and I got my eye on this linebacking core today. I've got about eight guys on my chart that have a lot of tackles, and I think they rotate a lot of them in and out, so we're going to be keeping an eye on that this afternoon.
Second down and seven. They'll bring David Turner in motion. Ooh. He and Hines collide. The ball ended up on the ground, and Hines ended up falling on it. Well, they were trying to run some misdirection, and they misdirected right into each other. Lost two, and it'll be third down and nine. Justin Davis will replace Joe Hines for this third down play. And we may see more of Justin Davis in third and long situations because he's going to be out there
supplying some extra protection for the quarterback today.
Yeah, big kid out there, and getting up in there at 5'9", 200 pounds for the redshirt sophomore, providing a little protection for our offense in the backfield.
Third down and 9. Grant back. He's got time. Down the middle, looking towards the end zone. The receiver was tackled, and the penalty marker will come in. Czar Stanford at the goal line had the defender trailing behind him, James Howard, and the redshirt junior out of Detroit's only hope was to haul Czar down from behind. That'll be 15 free yards, and it'll be first down Panthers unless they say the ball wasn't catchable, but I can't think that that's going to be a thing. A little bit of a discussion. I still think they're going to apply the infraction. Let's see, maybe not. And it is pass interference. Officials' mic not working effectively thus far today. So, it'll be first and 10 Panthers. That's a huge play, partner. And again,
on third down, right?
Yeah, but they allowed Grant time to throw the football just so he can make that deep throw downfield.
And Todd, coming in for this Wayne State team, they're averaging 6 penalties per game, and that's already 2 on this first series and 2 big ones to help ODU get first downs.
First and 10 at the 23-yard line of Wayne State. Russell, quick fake, now going to have to run it, and we'll just tuck it upfield and get to the 21-yard line. They were trying to dump it out to a little wide receiver flare there to David Turner, but Wayne State's defensive ends had that blown up and was right in the throwing lane, and Grant thought about it, and said, I think my best alternative here is a quick run.
Made the smart move there and made a couple pump fakes. Those can be a little dangerous on those plays when they're quick bang-bang plays. You don't want that ball to slip out of your hand.
Second down and 8 after a gain of 2 for Russell on the ground. Panthers driving to our right into the sun. 10 minutes to play, first quarter. Grant with still 10 on the play clock. We'll bring Joe Hines in motion. Fake it to him coming across. Grant steps up and is hit at the 30-yard line and dropped. A little extra at the end of the play from Anthony DeAmos. And that linebacker picks up his first full sack of the season. It'll be a loss back to the 30 and third down and 16. That's where that linebacking core you were talking about coming into the play. DeAmos in there on the tackle.
And 48 of those on the season coming in. That's his 49th. And not a whole lot of sacks, as you just mentioned, with the first full sack of the season. But 6'2", 250 pounds, planted Grant right into the turf.
Third down and 17 from the 30. They're bringing an extra body. Quarterback draw for Russell. Finds some room. 25-20. Trips up just short of the 15-yard line. He needed the 13, but that's strictly a play call to try and get into some sort of Justin Bonchek field goal range. And, boy, was that effective. They blitzed up the middle. Grant ran right past it, and Bonchek on the field goal unit will come onto the field.
Grant has shown his ability to run the football plenty this year, and that was a big gain right there to get into Justin Bonchek's range. His long this season is 34, and this will be a
33 and a half yarder.
There we go.
Somewhere in there. Austin Ernst will put it down. Aaron Stevens will snap it. They're right in between the hash marks. Good snap. Austin puts it down. The kick is blocked at the line of scrimmage, and Wayne State gets the stop. Well, they've got a couple of blocks on the year, and somebody got their big hands up there and blocked it as that one went just over the line of scrimmage. And the Panthers on a very nice opening drive. They got a couple of gets from Wayne State via the penalty, but a blocked field goal will give Wayne State the football at the 20-yard line. And with 8:25 to go, we'll see Wayne State on offense for the second time.
Guys out there have some of the longest arms I've ever seen, and I think you got some of those linebackers in there on special teams getting up there and getting their paws on the football for Justin, his second block on the season.
All right, so Donovan Zazula and the Wayne State offense are back out there. Romello Brown is flanked to his right. They'll bring Hicks in motion to the near side on first and 10, and it's Zazula to the air. Drops back. He'll step up. Throws back over the middle. Ball is caught by Mendoza. Breaks a couple of tackles and rumbles his way all the way to the ODU or to the Warrior 36-yard line. A gain of 6 for redshirt junior Manny Mendoza. Made his 8th catch of the season. And how about other first 4 plays? The last 3 have all been passing plays.
Right.
And it'll bring up a first down and 10 now. Steven Sharon will check into the backfield. They're blocking fullback.
And so now they're going to get back to their traditional high backfield with Romello Brown back there. They'll have two receivers to the right, tight end Broadbeck over here to the near side. Ball on the near side hash mark on first down and 10 at the 36-yard line. Zazula in under center, gives, and it's Brown up into the hole, breaks one tackle, fights forward, and knocked down at the 40-yard line. Took a late shot there from Marquise Tyus. Looked like Isaacs and Purdue on the bottom of the pile. Saw DJ Purdue play a little more last week than we've seen against Walsh, but he's also a bigger body out there, 285-290-pounder. I imagine those defensive linemen are going to be rotating in and out of there throughout the day.
DJ's a guy with a lot of experience playing in his 40th game this afternoon. And, boy, Romello Brown, the contact at the line of scrimmage and was still able to get 5 yards out of it.
He's a thick little booger, isn't he?
Yeah.
Second down and six, Zazula, a little swing pass to the outside. Great catch by Hicks. He's forward to the 44, a one-handed grab. Gus Dimmerling will make the catch. Boy, when that came out of the arms of the quarterback, Zazula, I thought for sure that was going to be incomplete. But as it is, it'll be third down and short now for the Warriors.
Those little angled passes out of the backfield like that can be a little bit challenging for quarterbacks. And great job by Hicks out there making a Corey Cantini-like one-handed grab.
All right, third down and short. The Warriors are 38% on third down this season. They've got an extra tight end out there. Panthers are clogging up the line. It's Romello Brown. He's hit, but he fights forward, and he's got the first down. What looked like it was going to be a no gain on the play, Romello Brown is able to pick up a first down, and now he's getting a lecture from the umpire. Brown got up at the end of that play, shoved down one of the Panthers, and the umpire was right there to say, that'll be the last time you'll get away with that. It'll be first down, but boy, what an impressive second effort run by Brown. First and 10 Warriors from the 47-yard line. 6:28 and counting. No score here in the first quarter. Back to the eye in the backfield. Big tackle here on the left-hand side. And it'll be Zazula right for Brown. He will get to the line of scrimmage. 50, broke a tackle, and off to the races down the right sideline. 30, 25, Dimmerling will run him out of bounds. Cameron Moore was trailing on the play as well. Panthers are getting the hit at the initial line of scrimmage, but at almost 250 pounds, he is a load to bring down.
It's that yards after contact that is so important here for this Wayne State running back. And right now, he's getting those yards after contact. The Panthers are getting good push up front on that defensive line, but when Romello Brown, after that first hit, comes in, he's getting that nice little second effort, and that went for a huge gain.
So first down and 10, football at the 23-yard line. Zazula this time will work out of the shotgun. Brown to his left, fake it to him. Throw it to Broadbeck. The tight end over the line of scrimmage was wide open, but he overshot him by 5 yards. Penalty marker has also come from the near side. Maybe one of the Panthers lined up in the neutral zone. Oh, they've got an ineligible man downfield. That's bizarre. Our head referee has not figured out how to turn his microphone on yet. So it'll be second down. Well, I take that back. See, I think the Panthers are going to decline the penalty here and make it second down and 10.
Yeah.
That penalty is declined. Second down.
So the ball will be back at the 23-yard line, where it'll be second down and 10 yards to go now for Wayne State. 5:43 to play, first quarter. Warriors have Brown to the right of Zazula out of the shotgun. He will take the snap, gives to Brown, runs left, cuts up to the middle, stood up, Ross Thompson, and brought down at the 20. Short gain, about 2.5 on the play. It'll bring up a third down and long, and here's where the Panthers, like Wayne State a moment ago, they've got to come up with a stop on third down and force a field goal try.
Wayne State, 38 of 100. That's an even 38% this season on third down. Panthers already got a stop in the first series of the game on third down, and need another one here.
Panthers fans coming to their feet below. Zazula empty backfield. Tight end left, two receivers left, and one to the right. And now Mendoza goes in motion, getting a little closer to the left side of the line of scrimmage. Zazula will take it. Panthers come and throw left. Is going to be caught at the 13, right at the first down marker. Paul Wesselhoff was close to a sack. He is a yard short of the first down, and decision time for Paul Winters and Wayne State. And I think they're going to go for it.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job on fourth down at 55% coming in. That's fourth best in the league, and they're bringing in their jumbo package there.
I thought they already had their jumbo package in. How did they get bigger?
This is the supersized jumbo package.
They brought in an extra offensive lineman. Charlie Younger will be the blocking fullback. Tight ends and tackles all over the place. Romello Brown, the I-back, with nine on the play clock on fourth down and one. Missoula in under center, near side hash mark. They sweep it right with Brown, turns upfield, first down to the 10-yard line. Able to wrap him up was Ross Thompson, but not before that big bunch of uglies out there from Wayne State was able to move the pile enough to get Romello Brown a first down, and it should be going to be just short of the 10. It'll be first and 10, but it'll be very hard for them to pick up a first down here. Clock all the way down, under 4 minutes left now in the first quarter, no score. And now Stephen Sharon, their blocking fullback, is back out there. They've got Broadbeck lined up as an H-back left. Aaron Weston is the tight end on the left side. Broadbeck now will shift and go to the right-hand side on first down from the 10. Handed off Brown straight through the middle. Dimmerling hit him, had no chance. Romello Brown into the end zone for a touchdown. Gus Triton, well, now we beg your pardon. One official has got him down. So he'll be down at the 1 yard line. It is no touchdown. The near side official says he was down back near the 2 yard line where his knee hit. So it'll be second down and a little more than one from outside the 2.
Gus Dimmerling trying to come up on the tackle, 6 foot, 180 pounds versus 5'11, 250. And Romello Brown kind of had his way there, just rolling him over. But looks like a knee got down, and they'll get another shot here at the end zone.
So second down from just outside the 1. Same formation, Zazula, same play, gives to Brown, hit up at the hole, and I think he's short. Maybe when they unpile, they'll change their minds. Here comes jumbo package again. We've also got an injured warrior on the play. Because I saw offensive linemen, and then I saw a bunch of people in shorts and jackets running onto the field.
It might be. Is it Brown?
No, it's not. That's one of their offensive linemen.
Yep,
he is down in the end zone. So it appears, if I can gather what has happened, he did not get into the end zone, but he did get a first down. So it will now be first and goal from just inside the 1 yard line. So with this injury, let's take a quick timeout. 3:04 to play here in the first quarter. No score, but Wayne State knocking on the door on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.com. Edu.
Brett Ford back here in the studios at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Check out the GLIAC scoreboard. Ferris State is on top of Hillsdale 7-0 early on. Northwood trails Finley early on 7-0 as well. Let's go back out to the stadium with Matt and Todd.
Andy Zimmerman, redshirt senior from Grand Rapids, their starting right tackle, was the injured warrior on the play. He is able to walk off under his own power with a little bit of a hobble. And it'll be first down and goal for Wayne State as we resume play with 3:04 left here in the opening quarter. And again, back to the big package, meaning that Younger is out there as a blocking back, as a lineman. Romello Brown will line up behind him. And David Zazula will work in under center, JT Pillars. Broadbeck, tight end, shifts left as an H-back. They will give to Brown left. He just follows that big line right up into the hole, and he's in this time for a Wayne State touchdown. So after the Warriors block a field goal on one end, they pick up a handful of first downs on this drive, and they get into the end zone for the game's first score at 2:42 to play in the first period.
And Panthers defense got a heavy dose of Romello Brown on that drive and polished off the drive with his 15th touchdown of the season.
Luke Bevilacqua will be out to try the point after. They have struggled in this area, missing 10 extra points, says Bevilacqua. The quarterback, Zazula, does the holding. This placement is on the way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 2:42 left first quarter. It is Wayne State 7, Ohio Dominican nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brett Ford back here in the studio with your update of the GLIAC scoreboard. Still no change. Ferris State is on top of Hillsdale 7-0. Northwood trails Findlay 7-0. Kicking off at 1 o'clock will be Tiffin at Lake Erie, Michigan Tech at Northern Michigan, Walsh at Ashland, and at 3, Grand Valley State at Saginaw Valley. Back to Todd and Matt.
All right, Brent, thank you. As Wayne State is getting set to kick off here, ODU will have its second possession of the game as the Warriors finished off the first scoring drive of today's game.
And an impressive one, too, Todd. 12 plays, 80 yards, went for 5 minutes and 43 seconds off that game clock. Romello Brown had the one-yard touchdown run, and the Luke Bevilacqua point after was good. Wayne State up 7-0 with 2:42 left in this first quarter.
And Bevilacqua's kickoff will chase David Turner to the near side at the 5, where he will field it and come up the numbers to the 20, sidestep 125, and out to the 28-yard line to a nice return for David Turner. And we'll see the ODU offense come out onto the field for the second time. They had good starting field position on their last drive. They went 10 plays, 32 yards, was aided by a couple of Wayne State penalties. And let's see if they can't move the football again here on possession number 2, now trailing on the scoreboard.
I think one of the most important parts about this offensive series right now, Todd, is to not go 3-and-out. Our defense just spent 12 plays out there on the field, almost 6 minutes. Those guys need a little bit of a breather.
First down and 10, 2 receivers near side, Joe Hines in the backfield, Russell speed option, pitch to Hines, 25-30, cuts up and was dragged down out of bounds, and another penalty is coming against Wayne State. 33-yard line is where Hines went, so they picked up 5 on the speed option. I'm guessing horse collar?
Yeah.
I was kind of looking at Hines' feet.
Yeah, Anthony.
Personal foul. Horse collar, number 52 on the defense, 15 yards from the end of the run, automatic.
So first down for the Panthers, second 15-yard penalty against Wayne State on the day, and it'll bring the football all the way out to the 48-yard line.
That was on Anthony Pittman, redshirt sophomore, 6'3", 210 pounds. Just Hines hit that edge, and Pittman got him right on the neck.
First down from the 48. Hines will line up to the right of Grant Russell with 2 receivers left. Grant, play action pass. Looking downfield, will throw it again to Hines. 45-50. Cuts back to the Wayne State 45 to the 44. And a couple of yards short of the first down. Joe Hines, 2 catches for 8 yards coming into today. Already with 2 catches today. And the Panthers have second down and 2. Joe Hines, interesting character out of Louisville, Kentucky, went to Dakota College, junior college for 2 years. He'll get the handoff here, tries to get to the outside, now cuts up, and he'll be right at the first down marker, and this near side official is going to give him a nice spot, so that'll be a first down. Hines played 13 games for the Lumberjacks in North Dakota. Somehow made his way to Columbus, Ohio, but this is a guy that Kelly Cummings 2 weeks ago was still talking about. I like this guy. We'll get a spring under him, and next year he'll be good to go. Quick throw to the outside and a rolling catch by David Turner for 3 yards to the 39-yard line on first down. David Turner coming off that huge week last week for ODU. And even Colt Tamaris the other day said, we're excited to see what David Turner's going to bring to the table. He's a true freshman out there running around.
Right, only playing in his 10th game. Averaging almost 13 yards per catch coming into this game. Has 25 for 318 and a long of 61 on the season.
Second down and 7. They fake the speed option. Grant pressured now. Dumps it to Hines but threw it at his feet. And that's okay. The play wasn't going much further if Joe had even made the catch. It'll be third down and 7. You're seeing a few extra little wrinkles today out of the Panthers. And Coach Cummings told us coming in maybe, some extra misdirection to try and
get that aggressive defense of Wayne State to over-pursue, but sometimes you can out-trick yourself and get away from your basics. It'll be 3rd and 7 coming up.
Coach Cummings on Thursday called it a high-risk, high-reward defense, and they're trying to put Wayne State in a high-risk situation right here.
Panthers on 3rd down and 6. It'll be Grant Russell rolling to this near side, looking, fires to David Turner, caught it. It's going to be close to a 1st down. We've got 2 penalty markers, and it's going to go against ODU. We had at least 1 for holding thrown by the referee. Then the umpire fired one. It looked like a lawn jart, about a 35-yard throw. So we may have 2 separate infractions here. The result of the play was right at the 1st down marker. So are we going to have offsetting or 2 against ODU? Let's learn.
Holding, number 88, offense. 10 yards from the previous spot. Replay, 3rd down.
May have had the same infraction from both officials. So instead of it being either 4th and inches or 1st and 10, it now will be 3rd and about 16 or 17 as the ball is going to come back to the 48-yard line. Clock stopped, 56 seconds to play in the first quarter. 7-0 Wayne State. As the clock will wind, Isaiah Williams, Matt Barber will check into the lineup. Aaron Stevens will be out there as well. And Justin Davis will be out there along with Corey Contini. So it's Contini and Williams over here. Barber and Stevens are left on 3rd down and 16. Grant Russell will take the snap, fakes it to Justin Davis. Has time, swings to Davis out of the backfield, caught it at midfield, turns up to the 45, and then bounced out of bounds right there. That was a pretty violent tackle. Brandon Lee, a redshirt senior out of Detroit. Panthers pick up 3 yards and will punt the football away.
I think they were trying to look downfield on that play, and Isaiah Williams was streaking down there in the seam and just wasn't quite open enough, and there was some pressure on Grant, and he had to get rid of it out here, and Panthers are forced into a 4th and long situation and are forced to punt it away.
That's the end of our first quarter. After 1, Wayne State leads Ohio Dominican 7-0. Second quarter action from Panther Stadium is coming up on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's 2 more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings. No better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Check of the GLIAC scoreboard. Ferris State is on top of Hillsdale now, 14-0. Northwood still trails Finley, 7-0. And Ohio Dominican down here at the start of the second quarter. Let's go back to Todd and Matt.
Total offense after 1, Wayne State 83, Ohio Dominican 54. The Warriors on top of the scoreboard, 7-0. Panthers punting for the second time, I beg your pardon, first time today. Justin Boncheck averaging 35 yards a kick on 37 tries this year. Panthers will be snapping it from the Wayne State 45-yard line. So Justin, an opportunity to pin them in deep here. Ronnie Blatt is back to receive the, Brandt, I should say, is back to receive the punt at his own 10. Goes back to Justin. He gets rid of it, hangs it towards the right-hand corner, and it'll go out of bounds inside the 10. That was, wait a minute, that didn't hit out of bounds? I thought for sure that landed out of bounds over on the far side. It must have hit near the stripe and then angled left into the end zone. Well, I thought that was well done.
Kind of dancing along that far side boundary.
So Wayne State will have it at the 20-yard line, 1st and 10. Panthers defense got a 3-and-out on the opening possession for the Warriors. And then this second time around, a 12-play scoring drive for Wayne State. So let's see how ODU handles it this time.
After going 3-and-out on their opening drive, Wayne State picked up 5 first downs on their last scoring drive.
Donovan Zazula, the quarterback. He'll take the snap. Quick throw over here to the near side for Hicks. It bounces into the air. It is intercepted. Panthers have it. The Wayne
Wayne Gordon Jr. was the defender, and Trey McIntyre intercepts it. It hit off of Hicks's hand and then his headgear. Then Dwayne Gordon had a chance at it. He batted into the air. Trey McIntyre came flying in for his fourth pick of the season. And ODU will have it at the 23-yard line.
The result of the play is a turnover interception for Ohio Dominican. We have a sideline warning against Ohio Dominican. That's their first warning. The second one will involve yardage penalty.
So the Panthers will have it at the 23, and what a huge turning point in this game on a simple little throw to the near side.
It almost looked like the receiver wasn't ready for the ball, bounced right off his helmet, and it seemed like that ball was in the air for about 10 minutes.
Joe Hines, Corey Contini, receivers near side, Turner and Stanford right, empty backfield for Grant Russell on first down. Steps back, throws over the middle, and caught! Touchdown, Panthers, Aaron Stevens! Wow! There was absolutely no window to fit that football in. The linebacker was draped all over Aaron Stevens. I have no idea how he saw it, but he caught it for another Panther score.
And that's why Grant Russell's passing percentage is about 70% right now. And, man, you couldn't have threaded a ball any better. And how about Aaron Stevens having himself some sort of senior year, his fifth touchdown of the season and fifth of his career. Didn't have a touchdown at all coming in this season, and now he's got five.
Justin Bonchek out for the point after. Steven snaps it. Ernst puts it down. They just blocked another one. My goodness. First extra point miss of the year for ODU. Timeout on the field. 14:40 to play here in the first quarter. Wayne State 7. Ohio Dominican 6. On St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brett Ford back here in the studios at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio for your GLIAC scoreboard check. Vera State still leads Hillsdale 14-6 now. Hillsdale got on the board. Northwood is behind Finley 7-0. And in Division I football, the fourth-ranked Texas A&M is trailing Mississippi State 14-0. Back to Todd and Matt.
Justin Bonchek's kickoff is away, and it'll be fielded. Well, maybe it will. It'll be taken right at the goal line by Nicholas. 10, 15, 20, 25, and finally out of bounds. It's a pretty good return, considering he lost that in the sun. It bounced and bounced right up basically to him, and he was able to make the return. Panthers, they turn turnovers right into points.
After that Trey McIntyre interception, only one play, a 23-yard touchdown pass from Grant Russell to Aaron Stevens for his fifth touchdown on the season. Justin Bonchek's point after attempt was blocked. Only 6 seconds off the clock, 14:35 left in this first half with the Panthers trailing 7-6.
Junior out of Triad, Trey McIntyre. Four interceptions on the season. He started the day tied for fifth, but he was only two back of the leader, so he's only one back of the leader now. First and 10, Wayne State. There's Romello Brown right up into the hole. He broke one tackle and then was wrapped up by McIntyre at the 38-yard line. That's a gain of 12 and a first down.
Boy, if McIntyre doesn't get a wrap up there on Romello Brown, I think he was off to the races towards the end zone there.
A week ago, held to 87 yards and a touchdown against Ferris State in their loss, 42-20. First and 10 from the 37-yard line. Brown left, 40. High step into the 45. Macker Ross out to the field. No call. Down the field goes Brown to the 20 and out of bounds. Now, you got to call the obvious ones, and that's a long run for Romello Brown of 43 yards and a first down to the 20-yard line.
I think Dwayne Gordon got held, too, and also got a hand to the face, and that didn't get called either.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Warriors as they come right back and answer the Panthers score. They've got it at the 20-yard line. High in the backfield, Zazula in under center. He will take it, gives left, Brown. He'll go forward through the hole. Nick Isaac's trying to take the ball from him. That's probably not going to work out too well. To the 17, a gain of three for Brown.
Oh, I'm sorry, that long run there put Brown over the 100-yard mark already today.
That'll be seven times this year he has gone over 100 yards. His biggest day of the year, 283 yards against Tiffin. That was the seventh best rushing day in Wayne State history. Second down and seven for the Warriors, leading 7-6. Zazula left for Brown. They've got him hemmed in this time and bring him down, maybe for a loss on the play. Ross Thompson is out there for ODU, averaging 7.5 tackles per game. The redshirt sophomore from Delta's Jefferson playing in his 21st game makes a tackle for loss. And now they force the Warriors into a 3rd-and-9.
You know, surprisingly in that game against Tiffin, Romello Brown wasn't named as the conference player of the week. It was Reese Jervis, and I don't really recall what happened in that game with Finley, but if you're running for 283 and not getting player of the week, that's pretty remarkable.
Yard line to gain will be the 10. Zazula out of the shotgun this time. Three receivers to his right. Takes the snap, looks over the middle, throws back left of the end zone, and it is going to be incomplete in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, which was Deontay Nicholas. It'll be 4th-and-9 from near the 20-yard line. And the field goal unit will come onto the field here for Wayne State. That was a pretty good throw by Zazula.
It was. I thought he had it caught there for a second, but nice job by the Panthers defense to force the special teams out there for this field goal attempt. And Bevilacqua will only 3 of 4 on the season, only 4 attempts, and his long is 33. So this would be a long on the season for him.
36-yarder from the far side hash mark. The quarterback, Zazula, puts it down. Kick is on the way, and it is good. So with 12:27 to play now in the first half, Wayne State comes back and answers. The big key play, the run by Romello Brown, but ODU's defense, with Thompson getting a tackle for loss, forced him into a throwing situation. They get the stop and at least held him to 3 points, Parker, and it's 10-6 now in favor of Wayne State.
Yeah, quick scoring strike there for the Warriors. Of course, aided by that enormous run by Romello Brown. Luke Bevilacqua's 36-yard field goal capped off the six-play 55-yard drive in 2 minutes and 8 seconds. Wayne State leads here 10-6 with 12:27 left in this half, and I think with the Panthers getting the ball back right here, they got a little bit of offensive momentum there on that quick strike to Aaron Stevens after Grant Russell unleashed that bullet out there. He was on the sidelines jumping up and down and pumping his fists and getting his guys pumped up. So hopefully that's a little bit of a boost for that offense as we prepare to get the ball back and hopefully put together another nice scoring drive.
David Turner averages 27.5 yards a return. Second best in the GLIAC. He's got a 100-yard touchdown on the year, and he's going to get a chance to return this one from the 5 on the far side of the field. 15, Sutter steps to the 20, and moves forward out near the 24-yard line. So that's where Ohio Dominican will have it, first down and 10, with 12:22 to play here in the first half. Wayne State leading ODU by a score of 10-6. Next Saturday, we're right back at it here against the Ashland Eagles. Ashland coming off a loss on the road at Michigan Tech last week, so they are sitting at 2 losses now. But they are still in playoff contention in Super Region 4. Grand Valley State is the number 1 team in Super Region 4, the number 2 team in the country right now. They are still unbeaten. That's who Wayne State will host next week. First down and 10 from the 24-yard line from our right. Grant Russell will give to Joe Hines. Flips through a hole to the 30. Short run here. Going to get maybe one on the play for Joe Hines, who has 17 yards on 4 tries before that carry. And so ODU will have second down and 9 yards to go. Panthers offensively have moved up to 8th in total offense and 401 yards per game. They're 8th in scoring at 29 points per game. Second down and 9. Aaron Stevens will line up H-back right. 2 receivers right for Russell. Fake it to Hines. Grant looking to throw to Hines on the backfield, who made a juggling catch, but only for a yard. It fell down as he made the catch. And right now, the Panther running backs are getting their opportunities in the short passing game as Wayne State, their doubles covered everybody downfield, it appears. Third and long coming up.
Our receiver, Star Stanford, has a catch. Corey Santini is still looking to get on the board. And those are guys that have logged 10 and 11 catch games this season. They're still waiting to get in the mix. Maybe the coaching staff is holding back that part of the playbook here for the time being until we really need it. We can use it right now.
Got to protect right here on third down and 8. Panthers will need the 34-yard line. Grant will take it. They are blitzing up the middle. Grant's pressured. He'll just throw it out to the right, and it's incomplete. Justin Hines has fallen down. But Grant Russell was getting all kinds of heat coming straight from the middle. Jada Littlejohn put him on his wallet and helped him back up. It'll be fourth down and 8. And the punting unit will come out at a quick 3 and out there. Well, first down for the remainder of the day for ODU is going to be the important down, because if they cannot pick up 3-4 yards on first down, it's going to be a long day. 10-6 Wayne State. Bonchek out to punt for the second time. Ronnie Brandt is back to receive, standing at his own 35-yard line. 11:02 to play here in the second quarter. Aaron Stevens will snap it back. Bonchek will get rid of it. Wobbles one into the air. Brandt will watch it bounce, and then he'll run away from it, and it will be down at the 32-yard line. 10:52 to play, second quarter. Ohio Dominican trailing 10-6. We'll see Wayne State go back on offense, and they'll have decent field position here. Well, a couple of big plays by Wayne State have helped them out. The last one, a long run there by Romello Brown, put them into great field position. That 43-yard run, he's already up to 110 yards on 13 carries and a touchdown today. And again, they're without Demetrius Stinson, who was one of their also talented running backs. He missed last week's game. He did not travel with the team this week. So it'll be a boatload of Romello Brown today. First and 10 from the 31-yard line. To our left, Zula will give it off to Brown. Cuts left, hit at the 35, ahead to the 37-yard line. Ross Thompson is on the top of that pile and will help Brown up after a gain of 6 on first down. Out there now, Paul Wesselhoff, Nick Isaac, DJ Perdue, and Anthony Small. They're the four down linemen right now for ODU. Cameron Cole, who did not start last week, out there today with Ross Thompson at linebacker. And then Aiken, Tyus, Dimmerling, Jordan, and McIntyre, the rest. Second down and 5 now for Wayne State. And it's Brown off to the left-hand side. Turns up through the hole, 40, 45, and down there, Marquise Tyus, who is second on this team in tackles, lost his headgear. He'll be replaced by O'Shea Jackson, but a 7-yard run and a first down for Wayne State.
Yeah, and those Romello Brown runs, it's just when you think they got him gobbled up, he comes squirting right out of the pile. And just as you were discussing what the Panthers need to do on offense, Wayne State is doing exactly that, getting about 4 to 6 yards on first down, and Romello Brown is just barreling his way in there, although he's not in the game right now.
Deontay Nicholas will replace him in the backfield on first down and 10 from the 44-yard line. And Zazula will give it to Nicholas. Into the hole, breaks one tackle, spun down at the 47. He's a nice little change of pace. Mm-hmm. Gus Dimmerling will be the one that will get credit for the tackle, but a 9-yard run for Nicholas, a redshirt sophomore out of Chesterfield, Michigan. And he's closing in on 400 yards, averaging 10 yards per carry this season. And again, like so many times we've said today, if they don't make the tackle there, I think he scores on that play.
Right. And Nicholas, I mean, you know he's a speedy guy because he's their return specialist out there, and adds a little bit of a different element, only at 5'10", 186, whereas Romello comes in at almost 250 pounds.
Second down and 1. Broadbeck to tight end, shifts and becomes H-back left. Play action pass for Zazula. He'll go deep downfield for Jamel Hicks. He's out there, and he can't catch it at the 5-yard line. So Wayne Gordon Jr. was trailing in defense. Hicks was given everything he had, reached out, couldn't come up with it. As it glanced off his hands, it'll be third down and less than a yard.
Going for the home run ball there. You might as well second down at midfield. Try to air one out down, and it was right on the money. It just went right through his hands, and Panthers have a nice third down situation here to try to get a stop on these Wayne State Warriors.
Big package back out there again for Wayne State. This is a tall order here to stop them for no gain. They'll be out of the I backfield. From the 47, it's Brown into the hole, and he's somewhere there, but I know he's got the first down. There he is, just over the 45-yard line. Again, like you said, he's the guy that's furthest on the other side of the pile there, getting the first down for them. So first down and 10, Wayne State. Football just inside the 45-yard line of Ohio Dominican with 8:50 to play second quarter. And this turns into a big possession defensively here for the Panthers, trailing 10-6. Wide outs to either side. They'll go offset eye shotgun this time. Sharon will line up to the left of the quarterback. Romello Brown behind him. First down and 10. Little high snap, but they give it to Brown. Stutter steps into the hole. Bounces off of one and broken tackle from behind. Brian Hunter will bring him down at the 29-yard line. That'll be 16 yards for Romello Brown. It'll be first and 10, Wayne State.
It's a wrecking ball out there. We really haven't seen anything like that yet this season. As far as running backs are concerned in this league, the only one that I can really think of is Aaron Mayo, and we didn't even see him last week with Walsh, and kind of a similar type back. And
Chauncey bridges a little bit from Finley, but not nearly as talented.
But they throw the ball so much, so you don't get a heavy dose of it.
Nicholas is back in there as the I-back on first and 10 at the 29-yard line. Zazula in under center, turns to his left and gives to Nicholas. He's bottled up for a tackle for loss. Great surge, right side of the ODU defense, pushing the left side of that Wayne State line straight backwards. DJ Perdue is out there. Cameron Moore, Ross Thompson. Boy, they got a great shove. And they just were pushing people around. Loss of two for Nicholas. It'll be second down and 12. And again, this Panther defense, they need to come up with a stop. If you could get them for a stop here and force a long field goal try, that would be your best case scenario. Hicks to the near side, Mendoza to the left. Nicholas stays out there on this second down and 12. Zazula out of the shotgun. He will take the snap and gives to Nicholas up into the hole, slides forward, down at the 28, picked up three. Brian Hunter on the stop for ODU. Sophomore out of Mayfield, eight tackles for loss on the season. He is tied for eighth in the GLIAC in that department. And the Panthers now have forced Wayne State in another third and long. Third down at 9 with 6:52 to play in the half.
They got Romello Brown out there again. You know, coming in, Todd, Romello was only averaging 17.6 carries per game, believe it or not. He's already at 15, so I think we might start seeing a little bit more of the Deontay Nicholas factor here.
They'll need to get to the 19-yard line for a first down. Zazula out of the shotgun will take it. Panthers coming up the middle. Hit him as he throws. He's looking downfield for Nicholas, and he couldn't make the catch at the 2-yard line. It was thrown a little bit behind him and off the shoulder, and as he was staring back at it, couldn't quite dial it in. It'll be 4th and 9 from the 28-yard line, and I think Wayne State's going to go for this here. This would be a 45-yard field goal try. I mean, Bevilacqua looked like he had plenty of leg on that last field goal.
Yeah.
They are going to go for it. Big moment in the game. It's 6:24 to go here in the first half. Panthers have got to have a stop here. Again, Wayne State will need the 19-yard line for a first down. Play clock is at 7. Zazula sets the line with two receivers right, one to the left. With two on the play clock, takes a high snap, surveys, looks right, throws over the middle, incomplete pass, trying to hit Roberson over the middle. It went right over his head, and the Panthers defense gets a stop and will get the football back with 6:18 to play in the half.
Dwayne Gordon on the coverage there, did a nice job covering up the receiver. Got a little touchy there, and a little bit nervous there for a second that we might see some laundry on the field, but refs thought it was a clean play, and the Panthers take over here at their own 28 with a huge opportunity here to get some more points on the board and possibly take the lead here going into the half with 6:18 left.
First down and 10 Panthers. Let's see if they can put a little bit of a drive together here. David Turner will be with Corey Contini over here to the near side on first down and 10. Dar Sanford is to the right, and the Panthers need a timeout as the play clock was about ready to expire. So offensive coordinator Zach Bruni
burns the timeout here, that'll be the first use.
Timeout. Ohio Dominican. First timeout of the half.
I said that. So, 4-point lead for Wayne State here. But, boy, the Panther defense, they have given up some chunks of yards. But, I mean, you're not going to stop them. It's just not possible.
No.
But at the very least, they're getting the right play when they need it so far. And turning a turnover into a touchdown. Now the defense got another stop right there. So hanging in there. The offense has got to do its part, though.
They got a long way to go. And say for a one-play scoring drive, the offense has kind of sputtered some. We still haven't seen the full offense yet. I mean, we've seen Joe Hines quite a bit out of the backfield, both running and receiving, but not a whole lot of Corey Cantina yet or Dar Stanford. I would imagine they'll get into the mix on this drive.
First down and 10, little jet pass forward to Dar Stanford. Turns upfield 35, gets to the near side, 40, and will be driven out of bounds at the 44-yard line. Dar Stanford catching that jet pass across the middle, and they're behind the line of scrimmage coming through the middle, and that's a huge first down play. And I've got a think partner without given any forward knowledge that E.J. Colson has got to be a no-go here today for ODU. Quarterback draw for Grant Russell. He'll make his way forward to the 46-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 2 on the play, as we have not seen E.J. Colson here today, and don't see him in uniform on the sidelines either. So it'll be second down and 8 now for Ohio Dominican. Football at the 46-yard line. Two receivers to either side. Russell looks to the near sideline on second down. Warriors showing blitz. They drop out of it. Russell will keep, spun around, lost the football, retreated, I think, to cover it up. All kinds of Wayne State bodies jumped in there. And we'll let them unpile and figure this one out. Grant spun in the hole, lost the ball, jumped back, and got on top of it. It'll be third down and about 12 coming up now for ODU. And again, that's that zone read.
Right.
Wayne State has had the running back covered completely, and then they're quick enough to get to Russell.
Yeah, Grant tried to spin out of it, and the defender grabbed him by the jersey. Looked like his jersey was going to rip right off, and I'd imagine that's what kind of pulled his arm away there and put the ball on the turf. And third and long right now, and Panthers only 1-0-4 on the afternoon in third down situations and need a big one here.
That's a long way to go, third and 12. They'll need the 46 last time Wayne State brought the house. They've got 3 down linemen. They'll bring 4. Grant with some time. Surveys, throws. Cantini caught it. Hung on to it after taking a shot at the 41-yard line. And that's a first down pickup of 17 yards.
Welcome to the game. Corey Cantini, his first catch of the evening, the afternoon. And I don't know how he held on to that. Man, he took a shot right over the middle, got knocked right down to the turf, was able to hold on for the first down.
Big conversion on third down and 12 for the Panthers. And Grant Russell will bring Dar Stanford in motion. Fakes the jet handoff, and Grant will just lower his shoulder up into the hole to the 40. Got a yard and a half. It'll be second down and a little more than 8, under 4.5 minutes to play.
Number 12 helmet came off during the play. He has to be replaced.
So Austin Ernst will jump into the lineup. Redshirt junior out of McNicholas will get a snap here. And I'll give Grant a chance to just catch his breath.
Right.
On what will be second down and a little more than 8. Near side, it'll be Corey Cantini. 2 receivers to the right. Aaron Stevens will line up H-back right. Ernst will take it. Will keep it on his own read. He'll work forward over the 40 to the 39. Well, they're going to mark it back at the 40. Grant trots back into the game on what will be a third down and about 8. And that was the time at 4 minutes to go in the half. I've almost, unless it's a big loss on this play,
right,
I think it's 4 down territory for ODU.
And they've seen they'd be able, on this drive, they're able to get big chunks of yards. They had that 3rd and 12 conversion with the long pass to Corey Cantini, and it's kind of in no man's land. We've already had some trouble in special teams, missing a point after and a field goal today. So I think you're absolutely right. This is definitely 4 down territory.
Empty backfield for Grant on 3rd down and 8. Warriors are showing blitz. They jumped off, but they got back. Now with 4 on the play clock, Russell will take a knee-high snap. They're bringing everybody, and Grant's pressure throws right and incomplete. He had Justin Davis out there, and the incomplete pass, it'll be 4th down and 8, and it looks like they're going to punt it away. And again, Grant had initial time, but boy, there was some pressure coming pretty quickly. And on a day like today, if you don't have that first, maybe second read, your third read, it's going to be too long.
It looked like his first couple of reads were over here on the near side for David Turner and Corey Cantini, and just not enough time for those guys to get open. And Grant got planted in the ground way back here at the about the 50-yard line. His jersey was underneath his shoulder pad there, and I'm sure he's glad to get a quick breather here. Hopefully the defense is able to get this ball back with 3:22 left in this half.
Justin Bonchek will let it go from the midfield stripe, angles it to the far sideline, up into the sun. It'll bounce at the 10, at the 5. Mm. Stevens is there, and he knocks it down at the 1-yard line. Well done by Aaron Stevens, the long snapper, getting down there to down the football inside the 1-yard line. Well, now's a great opportunity for the defense.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see how Wayne State plays it. You would assume Romello Brown, but more and more we see them pass on this first down play, try and catch you with everybody at the line of scrimmage. We'll see how they handle it here.
Conventional wisdom is when you're backed up to the goal line like this, you try to get a little breathing room with your running back, and Romello Brown is as good as it gets in this league, already well over 100 yards in this game, rushing at 122, and they have him in the game back there, so they got that jumbo package in there. Going to try to, I would imagine, just feed him the ball and try to get it out of the end zone somewhat.
First down and 10 from inside the 1-yard line. Wayne State deep to our left. Azula in under center. We'll give it off Romello Brown. He's up into the hole. They will hang on to him. He's out near the 3-yard line, maybe the 4. So a gain of 3 on first down for Romello Brown. Clock is at 3 minutes. To play here in our first half at Panther Stadium today on just a bright, sunshine-filled day. Fans from Wayne State filling up those visitors' stands across the way. Defense trying to get a 3-and-out here. Second down and 7 coming up now for the Panthers. And or for the Warriors, I should say, who are trying to take up as much time as they can here. Zazula in under center. Brown 5 yards deep in the end zone. They give it to him sweeping right. He stepped out of one tackle, cuts back at the 5 to the 10, and he's got a first down to the 15-yard line. Nick Isaacs will make the tackle for ODU, but not before Wayne State gets out of a hole. It'll be first and 10 at their own 14-yard line. Well, somebody from the ground, it might have been Marquise Tyus, reached up to try and get him, and that's not going to happen today. Not with the big running back, Romello Brown. So first and 10 now for the Warriors to our left, and Zazula will work out of the shotgun. He'll take it, swing it out to the left-hand side to Hicks, and it's incomplete. He dropped it right at the 11-yard line. So a bad throw by Donovan Zazula. Trying to hit Hicks on a little swing pass to the outside. Stops the clock with 1:56 to play in the first half. Wayne State leading 10-6. Panthers are trying to keep it right there at halftime. The lone score for ODU was a touchdown pass to Aaron Stevens. The point after was blocked. Romello Brown, the lone touchdown for Wayne State. And then a Luke Bevilacqua field goal. That's where we are, 10-6. Second down and 10 now. Broadbeck will line up in the backfield and block for Romello Brown. Sweeping left, Panthers have got him bottled up this time at a no gain. So it'll be third down and 10, and the Panthers will burn a timeout. We'll pause as well with 1:49 to play in the second quarter. Third and 10 coming up for Wayne State when we come back on St. Gabriel.
On success.
Real world success with a professional certificate or degree from Ohio Dominican University.
At ODU, complete your MBA affordably.
On campus, online, or both in as few as 16 months.
Or choose the Healthcare Administration 18-month program.
This master's degree program has classes meeting once a week in 8-week evening sessions.
And a graduate certificate is available.
Give your career a boost at ODU.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Click on ohiodominican.edu/grad.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG AM 820, Columbus.
Brett Ford back here in the studio. The halftime show coming up just around the corner. So let's head it back out to Matt and Todd.
Third down play coming up now for Wayne State. They've got the football to our left at the 14-yard line. Three receivers over here to the near side. Romello Brown in the backfield as Donovan Zazula will work out of the shotgun. They'll need the 24-yard line for a first. Zazula will shift Brown to his left. Now Donovan will take the snap. They give it to Brown off to the right-hand side, and he's well shy of the first down. He only got to the 19, and that'll be a 5-yard pickup. Matt, you could see there Wayne State just keeping it on the ground, forcing the Panthers to use their last timeout. But ODU at least will have one final crack here before halftime is over.
Yeah, they're just trying to play that clock game right now, keeping the ball on the ground, and as you said, force the Panthers to use their timeouts. But with 1:43 left, that's plenty of time to get the ball back and try to put something together here before the half.
So we'll see what kind of field position Ohio Dominican ends up with here. Their punter, Kyle Mueller, had one punt in the first quarter, and that was it. Panthers had to fair catch that one. And we'll see if it's Corey Contini or Billy Aiken back to receive the punt. It was Contini the first time around. 1:43 left, 10-6, Wayne State on top. On a fourth down and 5 coming up for Wayne State from its own 19-yard line. Coming up at halftime, Brent Ford will have updates from around the GLIAC. We'll have our Panther Spotlight, which is our interview with Cameron Moore and Cole Samaras from Inside Panthers Football back on Thursday night from Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna. Good conversation with those two. Snap back to Mueller, and we've got a flag. And did we got a false start here against Wayne State. Boy, Matt, that was weird. They ran right up to the line of scrimmage and just snapped it.
Yeah, that's the indication here on the sideline that they jumped a little early and they're moving the ball back.
That'll give the Panthers 5 extra yards here. There's virtually no wind to speak of now. Any markers on goalposts or the flag in the end zone are motionless right now. So the 5-yard penalty against Wayne State will back them up. And Corey Contini now is standing at midfield. So looking to punt it away. Good snap back. End over end kick that Contini will fair catch at the 48-yard line. So ODU on their own 48, and now a flag comes in. What was that? Corey caught it. Kind of backed up. Did Wayne State get a little too close to him? A little fair catch interference?
I mean, that's the only thing that I could think of is the referees confer down here around midfield. They're having a nice little discussion on trying to figure this out.
Boy, Paul Winters, who enjoys being on the field, was all the way out to the hash marks. And it is kick-catch interference against Wayne State. So that'll give the Panthers some additional yardage at the end of that play. You know, sometimes if you make a fair catch, you can't then act like you're running with the ball, and they'll ding you that time. And I was hoping that wasn't what they were going to get Corey Contini for, because it looked like he was just making the catch and getting out of the way, and then apparently they interfered with him. So, well, you couldn't have asked for a better situation. That's a big penalty, too, by the way. That's 15 yards.
Yeah, and I got my headphones on down here, and I got the crowd noise, and I could hear the Wayne State crowd across the field and the coaching staff yelling about that one. But for the Panthers, with 1:37 left in this half and no timeouts, they have fantastic field position, and we've seen them run that quick offense, that kind of that two-minute offense quite a bit this season. They're going to try everything they can to try to get in the end zone here.
1:37 to play in the second quarter. No timeouts for the Panthers. They'll scrimmage from the 38 of Wayne State, and Russell to throw on first down. Back left, Turner caught at 35, down to the 33. Only, well, I bet, yeah, 32. That'll be about a 6-yard pickup on the first down play. Panthers will scamper around here. It'll be Corey Contini here on the near side. David Turner and Dar Stanford are right. Justin Davis is out there as a blocking back to help protect Grant Russell, who takes the snap. Quick throw left for Aaron Stevens, who was mugged. Incomplete pass. It'll bring up third down and 5 now for ODU. That'll stop the clock with 1:13 to play here in the second quarter, and you got to pick up a first down here. Oh, Panthers are getting the call from the near sideline. Backup quarterback Austin Ernst and Parker Carmichael signal in the plays. Third down for ODU. They need the 28-yard line for a first down. Davis to the left of Grant Russell. Takes a waist-high snap. Drops back. Throws left for Contini, and it's intercepted at the 20-yard line. Tackled there immediately. James Howard with the interception. That was a back shoulder throw for Corey Contini, and the defender turned around as Corey did, and it hit him right in the breadbasket. And for James Howard, that'll be his first interception of the season.
I thought that play happened right in front of me, and it looked like that Grant was under some pressure and needed to get rid of the ball. And as he got rid of the ball, Corey was kind of making the turnaround move to come back and just got beat on the route, and Wayne State picked it off.
106 to play. Wayne State, if I'm not mistaken, still has all three of its timeouts. And so let's see if they choose to try and advance it downfield from their own 24-yard line. For Grant Russell, his 11th interception of the season. So first down and 10. Nicholas is out there as the running back. Zazula on first down will give it to him, sweeping right. Cuts upfield, 25. Marquise Tyus and Ross Thompson have him wrapped up at the 28-yard line. Also a penalty marker down, likely to be holding here against Wayne State. My biggest fear. Near the holding penalty against Robert Kelly and Wayne State.
Replay first down.
The reason I chuckled because I was going to talk and I thought I would wait for the plane, and then the referee was going to talk and he decided to wait for the plane too.
And I couldn't hear anything because of that plane.
So the penalty will mark him back all the way to the 14-yard line. The clock will roll under a minute to play in the half. And if Wayne State probably had any thoughts of trying to get downfield, that evaporated with that penalty. The only thing that concerns me, Parker, is with Nicholas back there, he's a couple of broken tackles away from just breaking one all the way. Second down, they sweep it left for Nicholas, and he'll be gobbled up in the hole. Got back to the line of scrimmage. Wayne State will not have to snap it again. And it does not appear that they will. So, kind of what we expected. A bit of a slugfest here between these two teams. Panthers at 6-3, Wayne State at 7-2. And for the most part right now, it's a field goal difference with Wayne State on top by a score of 10-6. Coming up at halftime, Brent Ford will have all of our activities from back at the studios, updates on GLIAC scores and others from around the country. We'll also have our sit-down with Cameron Moore and Cole Tamaris in our Panther Spotlight. Now Matt's got Coach Cummings.
Coach, this is a dogfight so far here in the first half. A lot of back and forth. Is this about what you expected?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they're the typical Wayne State team. They're a big, hard-nosed team. They've done a good job pounding the ball. The back's a big kid. He's tough to bring down. I mean, we haven't missed tackles on him. We just hit him, and he's whipped us. We slid right off of him. He's a good football player, and they're doing a good job of, handing it to their horses and just letting him. That's been the big thing is where he's popped those two plays on us. It's kind of been the difference here.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Halftime score. It is Ohio Dominican trailing Wayne State 10-6. We send it back to the studios now with Brent Ford.